Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Monday, the 4th of February 2024. Today's topic is Action That Affects Others. Our text today is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 9 through 13. Verse 9. But take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. For if any man see thee which has knowledge sit at meat in the idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols? Verse 11. And through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish, for whom Christ died. But when ye sin so against the brethren, and wound their weak conscience, ye sin against Christ. Verse 13. Wherefore, if meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend. Key verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 13. Wherefore, if meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend. Our actions can affect not only us but other people around us. Hence, before acting, we must consider the effect or consequences of our action on others. When you are careful not to inconvenience or harm others, it shows you are considerate. Our actions can affect others positively or negatively. Christians are to avoid the kind of actions that may harm or have negative effects on others. Actions that show carelessness and lack of deep thought can have dangerous effect on other people. We must also know that words are powerful and closely related to our actions. When words are spoken in the appropriate tone and with grace, they have the power to move mountains, solve misunderstandings, build relationships, and promote peace among brethren. They can inspire, repair, teach, and encourage. We should speak wisely at all times. Do not mislead others or speak words that implicate or destroy them. Never use your freedom and right to offend others. Be a channel of blessings to the people around you. Prayer for today. Lord, help me to be careful and thoughtful of my actions, so that I can always be a channel of blessing to others. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Genesis chapter 34 verses 25 through 30. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.